KI-4 DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI-4 DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of this call nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI-4.
KI-4 DOS, W4DJW, with one announcement.
Good evening to W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Dave, you want to go with your announcement now?
That works for me if it's okay with you.
For traffic tonight.
Yes, sir. Let's call it number one. There's going to be an outage of our internet service provider for the IP address to get changed out, which means when an IP address gets changed out, it has to get sent out to all the domain name servers so that when you type in something in the internet, it gets resolved. What does that mean? That means four pieces of functionality that you're used to on this repeater today, at some point between now and the middle of this month, are going to be gone for a little while, for a day or two. EchoLink, pre-net check-in, net controllers, net reporting, and our messaging system that we send out messages over the air with. Those four things, we're going to lose them for a period of time. So when EchoLink goes out, when you can't use the pre-net check-in, when the net controller can't do their logging, it's expected, right? Net controllers can send me their logs in an email. Pre-net check-in just will not be available, and EchoLink will just not be available until the new IP address that we get makes its rounds and gets put out into all the domain name servers so that when the domain name is looked up, it gets resolved. Just wanted to give everybody a heads up that's going to happen. If you hear anybody in the future say, hey, is EchoLink down? Say, yeah. You can tell them, yeah, we knew it was going to go down. It'll be down for a couple of days, and then it'll be back up. And that affects four things: EchoLink, pre-net check-ins, net controllers logging, and our messaging on our repeater. I'll turn it back over to you, Gary, to see if anybody has any questions. W4DJW, check me in and out, and tell Joy hello. W4DJW, back to KI-4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
The internet access to our repeater is going to be down a little bit while some changes are being made. Does anyone need any feels on Dave's announcement? Bringing that to us, you're going to have to go through that to change everything over and get everything straightened back out. Well, we know that you will do it in a timely fashion once everything gets started. And we do appreciate all the hard work that you do as far as keeping the computer system up and running the way it's supposed to. One question, are you going to be around to take net reports while the system is down?
It depends on what day it is, right? If I have a treatment on that day, probably not. So on those days, if I'm not there, the net controller can just send me the net report in an email. I think everybody has my email address. So if you can't get me on those nights, then if I can be there, then I will be there. But if I can't be there, then email will do.
Well, that sounds good. We'll be able to get that all taken care of that way. But again, thanks for the announcement, and please tell Miss Amy we said hello and hope she's doing well. Hope you're doing well. And we'll look forward to the improved or the upgraded system when it comes available and after all the work is done. But we appreciate all the hard work that y'all are putting into it, and hopefully everything will go smoothly.
Thanks, Gary, and we appreciate all that the net controllers and the people who log into the nets are doing for the net as well. W4DJW, back to KI-4DOS.
Thanks for bringing that to our attention, and we do appreciate it again, and we'll be watching for that to come about. any other traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KI4DOS. That being taken care of, I will go over to our pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function. We'll go through those, and then we'll go check on our Echolink stations. Now, would like to say good evening, KC4PLT. That's Mr. Richard. He's down in Pendergrass, Georgia. And KF4CKT. That's Mr. John. He's down in Honeypath. And KC4WGG. That's Mr. Patrick. He's in Rome, Georgia. And W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew. He's down in Simpsonville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's in Prosperity. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus, he's in Newland, North Carolina. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda, they're down there in Piedmont. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Malden. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up there at Table Rock. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride. KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, they're up there in Hendersonville. And W4SBX, that's Mr. Brad, he's in Simpsonville. And KQ4TGH, that's Mr. Jonathan over here in Easley. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KQ4ZWS, that's Miss Christine up Traveler's Rest. And KQ4WHN, that's Mr. Mark, he's over there in Greer. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon over in Liberty. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. And I did forget part of the preamble here, so I'm going to go back and finish that now. Since I've already started the roll call, it says, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the Rag Chew portion. This being Wednesday night, the Rag Chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the Rag Chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I've got an Echolink station up. We'll go over and get the Echolink stations. Now, Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee. It's Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4YHY, Mr. Jim over here in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you are doing well there, young man. And I had a couple of folks that I talked to on the phone earlier. KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick. We'll check him in via telephone relay this evening. And N0TR, that's Mr. Tom over in Greer. And my son Anthony, KI4DGY, up there in Charlotte. Joy's talking to Anthony on the phone now. I didn't have him until she said that she had him on the phone. But we'd like to recognize those folks. After that, don't have any more Echolink stations up, so we'll go over to the RF check-ins now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
OS. Please tell Joy I said hello. Check-in, Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt West from Greenville County, B-Name and Native, 73 to you and all the net.
4 DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont. Both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
KI-4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to WG4MC. That's Mr. Matt over here in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're doing well. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Lorena brings along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. She's down in Ware Shoals via telephone relay. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope both you are, all three of y'all are doing well. And then we got KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hey Gary. Check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself. All on the net, negative, negative. And do be sure and tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
KOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you you being with us tonight, Stephen. Please tell Miss Jennifer that we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Hope both of y'all are doing well, having a good week. Going back over to the alphabet, let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
West. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Victor, JK4 SMB Dale, located in Ellenborough, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Gary, and I'll stick around for you swapping it tonight, but I'll be negative and negative. I'll comment.
I'm 4 DOS. Hey there, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Quebec Lima Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
4 DOS, Kilo Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet, Bill and Captain. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4 SMV, Mr. Dale up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dale. Please tell Miss Susan we said hello. Hope both y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother, by different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you are doing well. And KK4TRJ, and good as always up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Hope you are doing well. I do have another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Good evening, Net Control. Please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Yankee Uniform. That's KQ4ZYU. Alan, I'm in Piedmont. Couldn't pick you up to it on the radio, so I tried. Wanted to see if I could find an EchoLink station.
KKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4ZYU. That's Mr. Allen down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. Hope you're doing well and you got that echo link dialed in there, buddy. Sounding good. We do appreciate you being with us and taking the time to check in tonight. Going back to the alphabet in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hello to you, Joy, and everyone on the net. Please check in and 4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table. Thank you for calling the net.
DOS. Everybody on the net, could you please check in? Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, that's KQ4YOO, and I'll be negative and negative, sir. 73, everybody.
DOS. Check in. KI4ZLW Randy, KJ4CRL Linda in Asheville.
Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Quebec India. This is Jose in Taylors, and I'll be negative negative. Thank you.
John, Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Alpha in Simpsonville, a negative negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That last station, the KO4YKA, down in Simpsonville. Can I get your name, sir?
This is John, J-O-H-N, in Simpsonville. I've checked in with you a couple times. I'm fairly new on this repeater, or this net. So I just want to say good evening, and you're sounding great down here in Simpsonville. This is KO4YK, clear and standing by.
All righty, John. Do appreciate it. I haven't quite learned all the new calls that have come out. I haven't learned everybody yet, but we're trying. SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane up here in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KQ4YOO, Mr. Clint, down there in Honeyfat. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Clint. Hope you are doing well. And KI4VLW, that's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride. KJ4CRL, that's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And KQ4YOI, that's Mr. Jose over there in Taylors. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jose. Hope you are doing well. And KO4YKA is Mr. John down in Simpsonville. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Welcome to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry in Moore, South Carolina. Negative and negative. Good evening.
That group to yourself so far. Me and Dave's already checked in, so we got you in the log now. KR4ACR. That's Mr. Terry over in Moore. We do appreciate you being with us and hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Hey, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ and Harry in Cantor, North Carolina. Be negative negative night, Gary. Thanks.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KC4EZ. J-O-H-N-Z-N. That's Mr. Harry up there at Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations echo through hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4. Echo, 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 KR-4.
EEE. It's Greg in Hendersonville. I am negative and negative tonight. Thank you very much for calling in.
Number
4, Echo Delta Whiskey, heading Brevard, no traffic.
KI-4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KR-4-EEE. That's Mr. Greg up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. Hope you are doing well. And KR-4-ETW, that's Mr. Chuck over in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chuck. Hope you're doing well. Enjoyed the short QSO we had this afternoon. We'll have to do that again sometime. Enjoyed it. And then we got N4-EDW, that's Mr. Ed over there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you are doing well, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Let's move up now to the patient group on a Wednesday night, India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
DOS. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where also I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
DOS. Thank you for being there again tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. I hope everybody has a good night. Don't the weather feel good? Back to you, Gary. 7-3.
KI-4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. And James, you won the door prize tonight there, young man. You made number 50 on my log so far, so we do appreciate you being with us. And then we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. She's they're located over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. And Larry, I have to look way back in the memory bank here, top of my shoulders, to remember an August that has been this cool to start off with. It's been a long time since we've had this cool weather in the start of August, and it's still hanging in there pretty good, you know. Normally we get the old hot dog days, you know, in the summer, and we'll take what we can get, though, Larry. I'm really enjoying it. Not looking forward to the cold weather because I don't like it, but this fall-type weather, I'm just loving it to death. Hope you and Miss Donna are doing well, and y'all have a great evening and a great week what's left of it. I do have another Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Please check in KM4-GQR Grant in Powdersville. I'll be negative and negative.
KI-4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KM4-GQR Grant down there in Powdersville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Grant. Hope you are doing well. And there's another Echo Link station just popped up. We'll go ahead and grab him while we got the key down. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS in the net. Hey, Gary, please check in KC4SD. KD Larry and KG4 AHS Rhonda, both in Easley. Check us in and out tonight, Gary. Hope you're doing well. And also by telephone relay, N9TEC Randall up in Asheville and KF4GGF Charlie in Goose Creek. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. KC4SKD clear.
This KI4D net. I'd like to say good evening. KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry and his sweet bride KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. Neighbors of mine over here in Easley. And then Larry brings along his two brothers in 9TEC and KF4GGF. That's Mr. Charlie down in Goose Creek. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Please tell Miss Rhonda, Randall, and Charlie we said hello and hope all y'all are doing well. We're going back over to the alphabet in the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Got them all on the first go-round this time. We'll try it one more time before we close the formal portion out. All the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Sorry, running late as usual. I'll give you one more here for the formal portion. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Gary. No traffic, no comments other than to wish you enjoy a wonderful evening. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to AK4HR, Mr. Mike, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Please tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Check in and out. Check in and out. America, Japan, Florida, Echo November Mobile, if you copy me. I'll be listening for the net.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Bobby, AJ4EN. Mr. Bobby out there on the mobile. He's probably headed over to the home. But appreciate you being with us tonight, Bobby. You be careful out there on the mobile. And I'm glad you got in with us this evening. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, A through Z, call KI4DOS. Long pause normally means we got everybody, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone that would like has anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
Wes. It's Kilo Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Victor. I need to modify my listing that I have with you considerably. I needed to last week, but we were in the middle of an electrical storm, so I said I'm just going to have to wait another week, but I've got quite a list to update with you, Gary.
Okay, Dale. You got some stuff you want to take off before we start adding back?
Okay, it might be simpler just to scratch through everything and us start from scratch, to tell you the truth, Gary, because we moved quite a bit of stuff. That'd probably be our easiest thing, or you can mark through as we get through. I'll go through and list what we still got. If that'll work better for you. Okay, first item is the Yaesu SP100 speaker. That's the speaker that matches that 991A. Got one of those. Got an MFJ. 849 digital SWR watt meter for HF through 525 megahertz, rated for 200 watts. Let me let it drop. PAL Star, model 2000A, watt meter, good for 1.8 through 60 megahertz. It's already got the cable with the power pole connectors on it for the light. Everything is ready to go. Looks like new. It's an Alpha Delta 4AA antenna switch with SO239s on it. Next item. Still got the Yaesu FTDX101MP with the FPS 101 external speaker power supply and the Yaesu M1 graphics equalizer mic. This setup's probably been used no more than 4 times and very nice, and if you want to get one now, you have to wait because they're out of stock everywhere, so here's a chance to just come pick one up. Next item is a stepper IR fluid motion controller for 22.6 meter stepper. Let me let it drop. Item. A Dozy model TFB 3001S station monitor. It's the one with the freak meter and independent meter for power modulation. An SWR. Next item is Astron RF70M. Next item, Texas Star DX500B with preamp. Next item is a line control protector from DX Engineering, DXC-IS RC2. This is the line protector that goes in line between your rotator and the control box for lightning protection. It's brand new and never been out of the box for use. So make somebody a good, useful piece of equipment. Next item is a Conex Saturn model CX33 11 meter radio. Comes with a static noise canceling mic. Is PAL Star AT2K antenna tuner. It's a manual tuner rated for 2 kilowatts. Next item is a static D104 Night Eagle mic. Next item is I have 2 11 meter mobile antennas. I'll let those go together. And one final item is an Ameritron AL80B amplifier for $1,000 to be picked up in Pelzer, South Carolina. All the other items can be picked up here at my residence in Ellenboro. And I ask that you call me at 828-289-5591 before coming, or my email is good on QRZ. It's KK4SMB, and Gary, I truly appreciate this. And if you need any fields, just let me know, and we'll pick up where you need fields.
At the fields first there, Dale. We'll go back up to the Step IR. Is that an antenna, just a motor, or what is that Step IR? I missed part of that.
Okay. The antenna is down there. I will go get the antenna. But the antenna is not in working condition, but I have the control box here. and this is for the controller. If somebody wants the antenna and work with it, that's their choice. I know Stepper has gone out of business, but I do have a good control box for it, so that's where we stand on that one right now. I have the controller box, and I will get the antenna for them if they're interested in it.
And then you had the next item was a PFB 3001 station monitor. Who made that? I got the model number. I need to the first part of it.
It's a Dosy, DOSY model T, as in Tango. Tango Foxtrot Bravo 3001-S station monitor.
That one. Then we got the Astron, the Texas Star. Give me the model number on the line protector.
The line protector is a DXE-IS. RC2.
That's engineering, right?
Correct.
All right, got that one. And then you got a Connex CX33 11 meter. The PALSTAR manual antenna tuner. What's the model number on that?
AT2K.
It's about 2 kilos.
2 kilo.
Roger, got it. And then you got a static microphone, 211 meter. It was an Ameritron AL80B, is that right?
Correct.
Step up pretty good, I guess. you want to put prices on these, Dale? I know you did the last time, and I've got a couple of them, but I don't know if you've changed any of the prices or whatnot.
Okay, I can. I wasn't sure. I remember one of the nets I put it on, I couldn't put prices. I remembered one, some I could. I was just trying to. It's hard for me to remember everything here. But on the, we'll start at the top. On the Yaesu speaker, 125. On the MFJ meter, I didn't have a price on it. Yeah, I do. I have 150 on it. On the PALSTAR watt meter, which is item number 3, 180. The Alpha Delta switch, 85. The Yaesu setup, the FTDX 101 MP, its speaker, the graphics equalizer, mic, and everything, $3,900. The Stepper IR fluid motion controller, $100. The Dosy station monitor, $200. The Astron RS70 power supply, $325. Let me let it drop. R amp, $350. The line control protector by DX Engineering, $150. The Connex Saturn model CX33, $245. The PALSTAR AT2K manual tuner, $450. The Aesthetic D104 Night Eagle, $175. The 211 meter mobile antennas, you can have both of them for $10. So, is that kind of scary?
Fire there, Dale.
Okay. Gary Price, 1,000 on the amplifier. We will work with somebody on that. I don't know a whole lot about it, so if they contact me, we'll see what we can work out with them. I'll put it that way. I'm not going to be hard on that, so we'll try to work with them. I appreciate this. Appreciate the consideration everybody's doing, because I'm just trying to help Jeff Sweat out. get her a little money so she pay bills and take care of things. And appreciate all y'all done. Everybody have a wonderful remainder of the week. Thank you very much. It's KK4SMV.
Dale, well, thank you for taking the time to list it with us. It is for a good cause. Jeff's a silent key, folks, and Dale is doing this for his widow. And we do appreciate it. Does anyone need any fills on any of these items that Dale just listed? Heard right now, Dale, but we'll keep running this for a few weeks. Hopefully we'll get some of this stuff sold and make a lot of people happy. The people that receive it, plus the Jeff's widow down there. But do appreciate you doing that. And again, it takes some time and some effort, and you putting a lot into it. And we do appreciate it. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book, or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. I'll make one other call all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for check-ins before we start the reading of the SwapNet book. Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's an Innovato Quadra. That's a world clock. It does a whole lot more than just being a world clock, but I've got one here at the house. I really enjoy playing with mine, and it gives you a lot of good information. This one is new, and he would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT65 Dual Band HT. He says it's new, still in the box, and he would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811. He said, knew this amplifier cost $1,400. He said to make him an offer on it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. A fella has three new matched 811A tubes. He said, knew they cost $150. He said to make him an offer on them. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's an MFJ 962. That's a 1.5 kW manual antenna tuner. He said new, it costs $269. He said to make him an offer on it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS570D. That's an HF transceiver. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fuel? Up is for sale. It's an Astron 70 amp power supply. This is a brand new power supply. It runs on 220 volts, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fuel? Up is for sale. It's a PALSTAR automatic antenna tuner. He didn't give me the model number, but he wants $1,200 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale. It's a Tar Heel 200 HP screwdriver antenna. Comes with a top hat, a 6-foot stinger, and a truck mount. And he would like $675 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale. It's a Striker SR955 HPC Plus. That's a 100-watt 10-meter transceiver, and he would like $400 for it, or he would trade it for a Zyu G90. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT1802 2-meter transceiver. He would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Here to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray. Mobile and Greer, I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KA2TXJ. Master Jim, mobile over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. You be careful out there on the mobile. Have a safe trip, and don't let nothing happen to you there, young man. Any others all the way through the alphabet before we go back to the reading of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet continuing. Next item up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's an Astron RS20A. That's a linear power supply. He would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. Fella has 100 feet of low-loss Super 8 coax. It's a Wireman coax. The part number is CQ106. And he would like $75 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Hustler 5B VT antenna. Covers 10, 15, 20, 40, and 75 and 80 meters. He says it's been used and is kind of weathered, and he would like $35 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. Fella has 40 feet of 450 ohm ladder line. He would like $15 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC9700. That's an all mode tri-band transceiver. Covers 2 meter, full 40, and 2 meter, full 40, and 1200 megahertz. It's in new condition. It comes with the RST software to do the programming. And they would like $1,000 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. Fella has 200 feet of RG213U. He said this coax is brand new, and he would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is looking for... Got a fella looking for just a plain, simple 2-meter monoband radio. Does anyone need any fields? What we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is looking for, got a fella looking for a dynamic mic element for a Heil Pro 7 headset. He needs a dynamic mic element for his Heil Pro headset. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book, appreciate all you fine folks that stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, we'll run these for a few weeks. When you sell these items, if you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can take them off my book, keep my book straight, keep the, I got a lot of stuff to get into the computer tomorrow. I might do it tonight, and it'll probably be first thing in the morning, but I'll put them on the webpage so other folks can look at it. Going to take care of the SwapNet portion. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Hello, Net Control. The web.
Net Control, and you faded out, and then you came back. You brought the repeater up, but you didn't hold it. If you're on an HT, move around a little bit till you get the highest signal on your HT there, and then try it again. If you're mobile, maybe when you get to high spot, holler at me again.
I'm not sure. I'm having problems with this. This is KQ4ZYU again. I'm looking for the web address where these things are listed, if I could, please.
If you go to brars.cc, that's the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club webpage, and you'll go over there and you'll look at the items, and they'll have little drop-down boxes. I think it's the first one. And it'll have a drop-down book, box, and you just click on SwapNet, and then it'll say if you wanted to see the list of the new items, you can go ahead and click on that, and it'll give you the whole list. I'll have to update it because I've got a whole bunch to add left that I got tonight. And earlier in the day, I got a couple of emails, and so it probably won't be complete until tomorrow morning. I don't know that I'll try to get it done tonight, but if that helps you, Allie. Do we have additional check-ins before we start the rags? You call KI4DOS.
Okay, go over it again very slow for me. I'm slow tonight. I apologize.
No problem at all. Repeat that website.
Yes, please. I started scribbling. It doesn't make any sense. I got Blue Ridge Parkway, but I'm guessing the initials are BRAC, and then I missed the rest of it.
It's B, Bravo, Alpha, Romeo. No, it's, well, let me write it down here so I'll know how to say it. BRARS. It's Bravo, Romeo, Alpha, Romeo, Sierra, dot Charlie. BRARS.CC. Over.
I got you that time. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. KQ4ZYU. Back to you.
All right, Alan. We're glad we got that straightened out. We can get you over there to the web page. Dave made an announcement earlier. I don't know if the web page is going to be affected, but the EchoLink and the down and not. It's not down right now, but it's going down, and if it happens to go down, that they're redoing it and going to a different, whatever you call them things, web addresses, and they'll get all that straightened out and get it all set back up for us. So just be patient with the guys that are doing all the computer work when that happens, but I think it's still up and running now. Alrighty, let's see here. Don't have any more check-ins. We'll go over here and see who's... I only got one rag chewer tonight. That's Mr. Ed, N4EDU, up there in Brevard. Ed, what have you been up to today, young man?
Echo Delta Whiskey. You put down U as your handwriting again, I guess. I can understand that with my handwriting. I'm playing with my 3D printer, trying to make some projectiles to hook up for a launcher to pull up a wire, to a messenger wire, to then pull up an antenna. Over.
That sounds like that will be interesting. I hope you're going to have some way to put some weight in it. You know, I think as best I know of those 3D printers, they print out in plastic. And you print out a projectile, you know, for your launcher. If there's not enough weight, it won't pull the line back down. So, yeah, you might have to add a little weight to it somehow.
Working on her in pieces. I've got one with a center cylinder, and then I put two pointed ends on it. And then I'll attach the messenger wire to one of those ends. I'm thinking about drilling a hole in one of the pointed ends and hooking a connector to that. And I found that AA batteries weigh about 2 ounces, a little bit less than 2 ounces. I tried those in tennis balls. I could add two of those batteries into a tennis ball and get about 4 ounces.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you thought about putting a little weight in those things. That does help. You know, you can have a projectile that you can shoot over a 200-foot tree, but if it doesn't come all the way back down to the ground, not much use, is it?
I've weighted different tennis balls, 4, 6, and 9 ounces. I've used lead shot and sand, and that works pretty good. And I've got it figured out as to how to hook up a wire to it. The problem with tennis balls is they are in all kinds of sizes. The standard tennis ball is about 2.75 inches diameter, and that does not fit very well in a 2.5-inch barrel. Over.
Well, that would be a problem. I'm old school, Ed. I don't have one of the the pneumatic launchers. I started to build one, and I said, well, you know, I said, I'll continue to use my little slingshot. It takes me a little longer to do it. If you got a good launcher and a good weight and all of that, you can throw one line over and hook up your rope or your antenna or whatnot and pull everything up at one time with the lines you shoot out. I use an 8-pound test monofilament line with my slingshot, and it'll go pretty much anywhere I want it to. And I use a three-quarter ounce weight, and it comes all the way back down to the ground. But then I have to pull a heavier line back over to wherever I'm launching my launchers at. And then I use it to pull a heavier line and everything else up with. So mine's a little more labor intensive than just shooting one line over and tying the stuff on and pulling it back, which, you know, that has its advantages. But, you know, when you shoot a real heavy line and you got 2 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 8 ounces coming back down, if there should happen to be someone under it and it's not paying attention, you put a knot on their head. What do you think?